Happy Tuesday.
The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of martial of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
To you by Tada Productions, and here's your host, Dougie Almeida.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida. Peter Leonard, Elgin David are with me, and it's Tuesday, April 24th. Welcome to a new day, the day after the next predicted rapture date. We have another rapture date that has fallen.
Oh, was it yesterday?
Yeah, April 23rd was the day that someone else said, hey, it's... You know,
it's gonna be the end. It's gonna be the end.
We're all fucked.
Damn it! I missed it.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mate, they didn't take us.
I didn't know. I missed it. I should have gone.
Fuck. Yeah, I would have stayed up late.
You know what I heard today, man? That there are 60,000 people in this country that have insurance against getting abducted by aliens.
Really?
I swear to God.
60,000.
60,000 people are paying for insurance.
Wow.
How do you prove that you've been abducted by an alien, though?
Come back and you got like a Bunsen burner in your ass?
I don't know. How do you actually...
You got like a mysterious like metal object just under your skin?
Fucking, you're in good hands. I mean, yeah. What do you tell people?
Mm-hmm. You think people try to pull insurance scams on that?
I don't know. You know, either that or you end up in a loony bin. You go to court behind that
shit.
You know? Oh, yeah, I was abducted. And just before
the salesman shows up at your house, some guy gets on a roof and gets a light bulb on a fishing wire. and puts it outside your front window.
Right.
I said, what the hell is that, Betty?
Or aluminum.
I don't know, but that damn things better not come and take me.
Come out of your house with a tinfoil hat on.
Yeah. You know? Anyway, welcome to the show.
Hello.
And yeah, man, it's we survived another rapture prediction.
Thank God.
Although, you know, I felt like I'm like oof, beat. Like I worked out my chest a lot, and I'm getting little pains.
Yeah.
And so I'm like all hypochondriac now. I might be having a heart attack.
You know what I mean? I can only hope.
Yeah, Peter, thanks. And Peter, always trying to be funny. At my demise. You want me to die, Peter?
Of course.
It's your happiest thing.
I adore
you'd be
man.
So happy.
No, I wouldn't.
You know, if you heard, hey, you know what? I heard Doug died. You'd be like, oh, that's terrible.
First of all, I'd ask, what a shock.
Yeah. What would the prediction be?
No.
You know?
Dude, 85 years, man.
Yeah?
I think so.
I meant like if I died, you know, would it be a heart attack?
No. Maybe a car wreck or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
From How driving back from
old
a gig
age
late at night.
And happiness.
Yeah. Natural causes.
Yeah.
In the sack, maybe. That would be
Boy, that would be fun.
I think maybe drowning in the ocean. Like you got caught by a riptide or something.
This is no
Listen,
joke.
I ain't going out that far anymore.
But let's just say you're out. You and Kaylin go on vacation or something, and then all of a sudden you're out there in the beach and the water, and you just get swept away.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Honey.
I don't think so. I'll be bobbing for about 3 or 4 years. Are you kidding me?
I would show up on Google Earth photos. There he is.
That's fascinating. That's a horrible thing.
We are going to Belize, by the way, for our anniversary.
Uh-oh.
You did get that deal, though. That's great.
Yeah, and I'm just worried about some Sandinistas or some fucking people. Hey, you come with me. We're going to get money for your family.
Talk about alien abduction.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to take me. I'm an alien.
Yeah. You're an alien to Belize.
I'm so white because I haven't been outside. They're going to think I'm an alien. my skin, you know, like I used to always be tan when you're young, like you're always tan. I don't go hang out
it's,
in the sun.
It's my blood pressure, man. It's got nothing yeah. to do with being in the sun. Yeah. I'm fucking about to yeah. explode. Trust me.
So, but you know, I look at my legs. I'm like, holy shit, you know, I'm like that albino old dude. I don't go out in the sun anymore or go to a tanning bed. I used to lay in tanning beds years ago.
Ugh,
imagine.
Bad for you, bro.
Yeah. Frying I remember the cuckoo your... chick I used to date just say, it's not like the sun, so it's safer. That was the spin they would tell you.
Yeah.
It's oh, it doesn't
safer.
Have the UV lights.
Right.
It doesn't have those skin cancer lights.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You ever saw somebody who's addicted to the tanning bed?
Like yeah.
They fucking look
a
like...
A lot of strippers.
Yeah. But they, you know, they do it, for, but there's some that just get into it. Mm-hmm. Like my ex-girlfriend used to be like, she would get it, she worked at a one.
Right.
I'm like, honey, slow down in a fucking tanning bed.
Same thing with tattoos. Once you get a tattoo, man, a lot of
yeah,
people...
Yeah, people start going overboard. By the way...
I didn't go overboard. But, my, I mean...
By the way, Joey Gonzalez, our listener, wanted to know where you got... What you, is your
oh,
new,
yeah.
Is your new one...
It's right there. It's a 13, and I can't even show... Wait, let me see. Hold it up right there.
Yeah, and this great... In this great logistic camera we got.
Maybe I should get up and put it in the
What's
camera.
What's up, Christine?
But, yeah, it's like a Roman numeral. 13.
Yeah, there
pretty
you
dope.
Go.
Pretty dope.
And
it's the 12th one.
This is your 12th, 13th tattoo.
In a row.
Mm-hmm.
So
next year's
the last
next,
one.
The next
no,
one.
It's actually in July. It's the
it's
end
coming
of July.
Up again?
Yes.
Dude, you're gonna live a long time. You're not going to have any regular skin.
No.
Would you
cares?
Ever put a tattoo on your face? Or,
no.
You know, on your neck?
No.
You know?
Well, I can say no, to my face for sure, no. But neck, maybe. But mm, right now, no, because
really?
Professionally, it's like, you can when I have a right shirt on with cuffed right to the elbow, you can't tell I have anything.
Right.
But once you start going up your neck or
yeah,
on your
face
or behind the ear
lobe.
Or anything like that,
yeah.
It's a wrap. Especially in that and also when you start doing like ear modification and opening the ear holes up and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always feel bad, like... I remember bad things I did when I was young, like wear like parachute pants and capizios, but those go away. But when you have the idea, you know, I'm gonna tear my earlobe. I'm gonna put a trash can lid in my earlobe.
Yeah,
you know,
it's crazy. My buddy has it, and it's cool for him, but I could never do it because for like acting purposes and stuff like
yeah.
that. But
you're gonna minimize
I always
your
worry about like somebody like fucking putting their finger in there and going yeah and ripping that shit
right.
out or it getting caught on something
yeah,
when you're
getting
running
caught on a branch
or anything yeah
you're walking down the street caught my fucking ear.
These people are nuts who do these things. They called gauges, right?
Yes.
Where you blow your whole.
Yeah.
It looks like you've got 2 ears.
You like you felt bad for those people in Africa, those tribes. They used to put those discs
Ubangi,
in their mouth.
The Ubangi tribe.
Is that the Ubangis?
Yes.
And they had to put that disc in their mouth, like, you know, so their lip and hold it, and then they'd wallop and shit.
I got the bone through the nose.
Yeah, well, that's,
people.
You know.
Well, I mean, some of they still do that, don't they?
So yeah, I imagine.
My daughter has.
It's not,
yeah.
like, it's not like the Ubangi tribe became modernized.
That must fucking hurt, man.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
They start when you're little with saucers, and then they get to the big plates.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They put their little teacups first.
It's for baby.
No, it probably starts with like a little thimble.
They get
big. You know? And then
and eventually a frisbee.
Eventually a cock.
All right, Peter. We were going okay down that section.
Sorry.
But all that right. thing must hurt.
It's, oh, God.
But then, you know, I mean, that's the culture. It looks
yeah,
good.
It's what they do. Some people that have the fucking rings that they put on their neck, and they stretch their neck really tall. And
yeah.
then they can't walk around without those metal rings
yeah.
on their neck because now their neck has no support anymore.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And they only shop on the upper levels of the grocery store.
And right, and just to reach the shorter apples in the tree.
Yeah.
Like a giraffe.
Yeah.
But listen, I, you know, to
get a
the,
stick.
The people
get
that
a fucking
that,
stick.
The people that do that with their ears. I mean, that's, you know what I mean? I always, when I see people like that, I'm like, you know, you really went with it. You know what I mean?
Dude, when you're 50 years old and you're sitting by the pool and the... You know, it's
you got like
just
birds landing and hanging. And
whistling. They're,
you know,
there's like a little swing to it.
You're an old guy.
To a hummingbird.
These, you got fucking little hummingbirds.
Right.
I put a feeder in my earlobe.
Because listen, you know, as you get older, your ears get bigger and your lobes get longer.
Yeah.
You know, right. Just seen the new thing on TV now for the old ladies with the to like a, I don't know what it is, the back of your earring.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps, in case your earlobes are too floppy, it keeps the earring like,
what
instead of hanging like this, you put it behind your ear, and it pushes your earlobe back.
That's
up.
One of the rejects from Shark Tank.
It's like a crutch for an earlobe. You know?
I need to see this.
It's like a
funny
support for your earlobe.
Dude, I saw it on TV. Yeah. They're selling it. Go down to the swap shop or something.
It's like a piece of scotch tape.
Go down to a festival.
Amazing.
What they sell these days, what people invent, man. I put it on Facebook today, I swear to God. I said, finally, my big meeting is here. It wasn't about what my real meeting is about. I said, Thursday, I'm so excited. My patent came through. I just got them. Left-handed chopsticks.
Yeah, I read it.
Do you know how many fucking people congratulated me?
Yeah.
How many morons?
You think they read it? Did you think they actually read that?
Yeah. And I said, and I'm going to give them. I said, I'm going to, you know, every lefty I know, I'm going to give you a free pair. So I got like six people. I'm a lefty. I'm a lefty. Don't forget. I'm a lefty. Lefty chopsticks.
That's hilarious.
And my friend who's a chef at Public Apron's Cooking School, Chef Rich Wilson, great guy, said, it's funny because he's serious. I think he invented a left-handed spatula.
It's ridiculous.
But but I doubt it. There's no such thing. Left-handed chopsticks.
And left-handed golf clubs.
Well, of course.
Right?
Because they're
left-handed guitar.
Well, that makes sense. Because it's strung differently.
Not according to Jimi Hendrix.
Maybe. Well, no.
It didn't matter how well you play it.
Right.
He wanted it upside. He'd play that shit upside down. He had the low note on top, man. He had the high E string on top.
Right. He learned how to play.
Upside down.
Upside down.
That's why no one can ever play like Jimi Hendrix, because it was so...
The whole different progression.
You're a guitar player. Right. You would know.
Yeah.
You tried to play any Hendrix tunes? Like even Foxy Lady, which is...
No.
I mean...
Yeah, I got back on YouTube. I'm playing my Martin, my acoustic guitar.
How is Marty?
And I wanted to perhaps go to the Funky Buddha and do my rendition of Bush's Glycerine and my acoustic guitar and sing it.
Yeah, you got that voice. That's your guy.
And...
I
sound like fucking Oscar the Grouch. Thanks, man.
No, dude, you got that great, you know, you get that good deep bass fucking that rock voice. I could never.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of that, we got to cut a real nice new short little intro song.
We've cutting short.
Yeah.
Dougie's wife cut my hair today.
We have to we have to put something together. So we've been working on this now for like 8 years.
I know. So you got the guitar back out. You're getting the band back together now?
Yeah. I'm thinking about quitting comedy and going on the road.
Yeah.
I'm going to be an Elvis impersonator.
Elvis Costello?
Yeah. One of the two. Depends on how my vocals are that night.
Yeah. You know, Elvis, man. You know, she's broke, I guess. Priscilla Presley.
Is she?
The granddaughter. What's her name? Priscilla's daughter?
Mm. I don't even know.
The one who married Michael Jackson.
Yeah. She blew through... like $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! How do you do that?
I don't know, man. You gotta live
a lavish ass lifestyle.
That plus you marry these guys.
You order double meat at Subway.
They're getting alimony. These chicks are writing checks left and right. Britney Spears is still writing checks to Kevin Federline.
Right.
The rest of his fucking life, man. Stupid.
She just got to take back her money over her money from her dad.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. The spendthrift clause, in a sense, has been lifted on the guardianship.
Well, she
of
went
her assets.
She went cuckoo a little bit. That was over.
Remember when we saw her box when she got out of the car?
She's crazy, bitch.
Remember she had that photo of her, you know.
She showed her box? Oh, yeah. That's right. She had no underwear.
She went crazy with an umbrella, shaved her head.
Shaved her head, right.
Beat that car up.
Yeah.
Big thing, man. She went crazy.
She did a Richard Pryor.
He did that too?
Well, he shot his wife's fucking Bentley. He put like 10 holes in his fucking... Mm. In the engine.
You don't fuck my car, bitch.
That's my car. Don't shoot my car.
I want to go back to some. Besides, when he was with Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was the one where he was blind and Gene Wilder was deaf?
See No Evil.
What a fucking great. You know, that'd be a great movie to pull out out of the old block.
Yeah,
and check
they were
it
terrific
out.
Together. The one where
Silver was a train. One they're on a train.
Yep,
that was the one.
Silver Sleek.
Silver Streak. Silver Streak.
And then they were also in one. They went to jail together, right? What was that one? Unless that was the one where they were blind.
I think that was
deaf.
The one, yeah.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, it could have been.
They were great together, man.
But what about the movies he did before, too? You know what I mean?
Richard?
Yeah, he had some other, you know, besides Harlem Nights with Eddie Murphy, all that gangster
that
movie.
That got corny, his early stuff.
Yeah, the early stuff. I want to see some of that.
Just great, man.
Here's something I noticed as part of the opening of the show. This was last week, but a preschool teacher... heard a young child, a preschool kid, little girl, call one of her friends a best friend. You're my best friend. Susie, you're my best friend.
That's awesome.
Now, when that happens, that's usually because a child learns endearment, appreciation. You know, there's some aspect of association and social skills. And here's this preschool teacher that says, you can't say that.
Why?
Well, yeah, why is that?
The preschool has banned the term best friend.
Because it's exclusionary for the other kids.
Because the kids who aren't best friends.
Yeah.
doesn't that mean like you reward? So if people want to be like pricks that you don't want to say you're not my best friend, we want to reward those people.
Absolutely.
With notoriety. We want to let them people know it's okay for you to be a complete fuck up.
You know, there's programs in schools now that if some kid is sitting by themselves, they have a kid who goes and sits with them.
Yeah.
It's like totally anti-bullying. It's just like this.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Great. That's different.
I think it's fantastic.
But, you know, it's the opposite. And what happens when that kid says, now you're my best friend. Like, hey, be here, buddy. I'm just here for my job. I'm just trying to spend time with you because you're a fucking weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say that anyway because it's banned from the school's terms list.
Don't say you can't say best friend.
That's
you know, because we're worried about that. We're making excuses for people that, you know, have antisocial skills. And that, you know, to me, it's like, why don't we, you know, why
or
don't we
they
do...
just smell? No one wants to be around them.
Yeah.
Just think.
There was a kid, I remember a kid in elementary school that always shit his pants.
I knew a kid who smelled like pee.
Yeah.
Like he just smelled like pee all the time.
They had this poor kid shit himself a couple times, first grade, second grade,
mm-hmm.
even in the third grade. Now, that's third grade.
That's bad news.
Third grade when you're still shitting yourself.
That's not good.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're hitting a baseball by then.
We had a kid who was so neurotic, man. He was such a mommy. Scott Dinsman, number one, on the school bus in the morning, he was a rocker.
All right.
And he used to bang his head against the fucking seat in front of him. Number two, at 3 o'clock, we got out every day. Okay? At 3:01, if this kid's mother wasn't, he's the only one, his mother came to the room to get him, the classroom. Everybody else, he ran outside. Blah, blah, blah. My mother never got me. She's too drunk. Now, this kid would throw up at 3:01 if his mother was on his desk. He would puke every fucking day.
Wow.
They had to tell his mother, look, you plan on being there 10 to 3 every day. We're not cleaning. You know, he's throwing up every day.
Oh, so the mother had to do it. Otherwise, the kid was
neurotic. He was so, he had a fear factor of like being abandoned or some shit. I don't know. What
do you think that kid got a lobotomy at some point?
I don't know, man. All I know is, I should look him up on Facebook.
Maybe he had some kind of problems that back then they didn't associate, like maybe he was autistic or something or.
Could be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
very well.
He wasn't getting the attention he needed because, you know, when you went to school in 1820s, it was a different time back then.
Yeah, everybody was in one room, first through 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riding with that plume of a fucking feather.
Riding a buggy to school.
Dipping it in the ink.
Yeah. I tell you, hey, when I went to my school was fucking cool, man.
Where'd
you go to school?
Well, I went from 4th grade to 11th grade to Columbia Grammar Preparatory School where Baron Trump goes at 5 West 93rd Street in Manhattan. They threw me out at the end of my 11th
year. We want to have the kid like hunted down now.
No, it's common knowledge because he's autistic. He's got Asperger's and I don't know why they don't use this platform his presidency and
Are you saying Baron Trump
has Asperger's?
It's been proven.
There's absolutely no doubt in my mind the way he was.
Oh, there's no doubt in your mind, but
no,
yeah.
Because
not,
he goes.
It's not proven.
He's in a special program.
You also didn't think that Bruce Jenner was going to get a sex change.
No, listen.
So
that's not true. I knew all the time.
Yeah,
we talked about it many nights.
Yeah,
but so that's where I'm.
So
but,
yeah, so you went to
they
a place.
Threw me out, and then about my senior year, I went to a place called Baldwin High School. On 74th Street, just happened to be next door to Phoenix House, which is a drug treatment, huge mm-hmm. facility in New York. I mean, you go to the roof of my high school and climb over the roof to their facility and smoke pot and blow it into their air conditioning system. And all the junkies would come running in, freaking out.
You're an asshole.
But, yeah, but they had two.
So this was with your best friend, Peter? Did you do that with your best friend?
No, and it's funny, man, because years ago, whatever they call it now, hyperactivity, ADHD. You were hyperactive.
They didn't have different labels. They had you were just fucking.
You were labeled as something.
You're a little fucked up.
Overactive. He's hyperactive. There's something going on.
Right.
You know. But now they've got all these. They label you, and that shit sticks with you forever, man.
Do you think that a label on a child gives them I think, especially in those impressionable years, it's like I used to teach, especially when I taught karate and the kids. You know, or even soccer, you know, you say, well, listen, Johnny, I need you to run, you know, I need you to do these runs, the sprints, whatever. He's like, well, I really can't do it because I have asthma. And, why the fuck did you sign up for soccer then?
Right.
You know, I don't need any field cones, you know.
So, and this kid's dropping dead on fields now.
Peter, can I keep to at least one fucking story?
I'm just saying. You made a good point. People, there's kids dropping dead on fields.
These people, whenever you played sport, whenever you have a sport, you're supposed to take a physical.
Right.
You got to go to doctor drop and cough, mm-hmm. and you got to make sure you're okay to actually participate in sports.
Yeah.
So when a kid comes up to me and says, "Oh, you know, I can't do these drills because I have asthma." Mm. No, do the drill. I had asthma when I was a kid. I grew out of it. You know,
and everything else.
I remember having a bag. Like whenever I had hyperventilated, I used to have to carry a bag because I couldn't breathe. I had to breathe into a bag, and you know, and I had to fucking calm my breathing.
Now let me ask you this: how does that help breathing in carbon dioxide?
It's you have too much oxygen, so you're hyperventilating.
That
slows down your oxygen intake.
Wow!
And at what age of that? Your teenage years that ended, or before that?
No, wait. This was like 9 years old, 10 years old, playing
and
soccer.
It stopped at that point.
Yeah, because I used to run. I didn't give a fuck. I used to run and and then, you know, that was it.
Yeah.
The first time I learned how to swim, you know how I did, how it happened? I'm in a pool. I had one of those bubbles. You know, the foam bubble you wore. It was like a belt and you had like a little bubble on your back, the styrofoam. And you would jump in the pool and, you know, fucking jumped in the pool, breaks off.
Oh, fuck.
You know?
Right down below.
Yeah, I go to the bottom and I swim to the top and I got out of the pool like a duck.
Right.
I learned how to swim.
That's it. You have to.
It was swim or die. Or, somebody help me. You know, so my point is, these kids, you tell a fucking kid, hey, you know, you got ADHD. Okay, guess what? I guess I could fuck up as much as I want now. You know? That's the problem. Everybody's got a reason. You don't battle it. You don't say, oh, fuck, you know.
Yeah.
I got this issue. I'm gonna get through it. I'm going to make excuses for it. What are you doing?
Listen, you can get on disability with anxiety. If you can prove you've got your
who isn't anxious
and anxiety, right? I just took a Xanax from you.
That's the one thing, man. This anti-anxiety shit. My mother had all this medication and clonazepam. You know,
oh my god.
Yeah, listen, my mom used to have those things, and I remember being all tweaked out. Mm. And knowing they were there, I'm like, yeah, I'll take one of them. And woo, boy, you talk about coming down and settling.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. I noticed that in your restroom here at the studio, you have the magic bullet sitting on there.
I noticed the same thing. What could you possibly be?
what are you
blending,
putting the juice in?
Bulleting.
Yeah,
I walked into that same bathroom. Yeah. You got to go there. Right?
I don't know. Time, I'm thinking you're in the
fucking
bathroom.
Yeah. I shove it up my ass.
I don't know what you're doing.
First of all, it's not my magic bullet, Peter.
Okay,
that's your first assumption.
Okay.
Number one. Okay. Now, I also walked into the bathroom a couple weeks ago, and it's one of those little magic bullets where you put stuff and grind stuff up or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Is that what it is, right?
Yeah.
I didn't want to touch it, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't really want you touching shit in my bathroom anyway, Peter. So touch your dick, wipe it off, and get the fuck out.
Dude, by the way, thank you for those. You've got those wet wipes in there now. Those are so nice on the tip of your dick. Do you use those when you pee in there?
Yeah, totally.
They're
yeah.
awesome.
All right.
I love that.
So I also noticed that this thing was in the bathroom, in the guest bathroom, the third bathroom in the house.
Mm.
And I go, what the fuck? And then I realized quickly, because I had used deductive reasoning and understanding, it's my stepdaughter's, who gets up very early in the morning now that she's a nurse.
Oh.
Right? Ah. So she leaves the house by 5 or 6 in the morning.
Ah. Right.
And she's very healthy.
Yeah.
She makes all kinds of prepared little breakfast and, well, with, you know, with nuts and shit.
Always been.
So I, you know, instead of running the magic bullet in the middle of the big kitchen.
Yeah.
And you know, at 5 in the morning, I'm assuming she put it in there so she wouldn't wake us up.
That's so considerate.
As opposed to the bathroom that's two steps next to her door, her bedroom.
You wonder, why didn't you just do it in your bathroom? So maybe she's not that considerate. What's up, Robert Chen? John Pine, what's up? Welcome, buddy. Mark, they say Stonewall Jackson had allergies.
Did he?
I grew out of allergies. I used to get allergy shots once a week, twice a week, and then it went to once a week, then it went to every other week. We used to drive from all the way here, where we live, basically in this area, all the way to Commercial Boulevard and Federal.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's like,
damn,
like a
that's
20
far.
Minute, 25 minute, 30
There's
minute
only
drive.
One doctor then.
Yeah. You got every get allergy shots.
Specialists.
You know? And then I used to be allergic to dogs, chocolate. Obviously, I'm not allergic to chocolate anymore. But I was, even when I was supposedly allergic to chocolate, I would still drink chocolate milk.
Yeah.
You know? But grass, all kinds of shit. And I used to sneeze. I was that kid in elementary school that carried around a handkerchief.
Oh,
because I always had a runny nose because I had allergies.
Well, I still get like hay fever during like allergy season.
My wife is bad with that. She takes that Zyrtec.
She was coughing today. Like
it works great.
It works amazing.
Just coughing today.
She's still coughing from when she had the flu.
Very bad.
A few months ago. She said it would take weeks to get rid of that cough. Sometimes she coughs. It sounds, you know, you feel like the world's about to end.
It was bad. I felt bad for her.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, it's nice. It's really nice to get sexy with my wife, and all of a sudden she coughs like a like a 50-year cigarette smoker. Anyway, speaking of dogs,
man's best
my
friend.
Ex-wife
can
here?
We still say that?
Yes,
my bestie.
Yesterday we had a story on the show about a man who got his wife to sleep with a dog and had a sex den in the back of the house.
What?
Where he was banging a husky, and the dog banged her, and
they did it doggy style, I bet.
Yeah. surprising signs that mean your dog is secretly mad at you.
He pisses on your shoes. I know that.
Well, I could tell you one time, because my dog is a bit of a cock blocker because my wife allows him to sleep in our bed.
Right.
So when he's in I can't even hug my wife in front of my dog without him barking and shit.
Right.
So he's a cock blocker. So, you know, one morning woke up, he was out, and I tried to, do a little slow and slow, you know what I mean? A little steady and slow. And and we did great, kept it, boom, boom. And then he woke up at the end, and he realized he knew what the fuck happened, that dog.
Right, talk slow. Beat that again.
He understood. He knew what happened. Dog smells, you know what I mean? Yeah. And he's like, oh, next night, that's night he pissed in our bed.
Wow.
So his ears are flattened. That's one thing, a dog's mad at you. He's there. One of the easiest ways that your dog expresses his emotions through body language.
How about if his
language.
Teeth were around your ankle? That's a pretty good indication. This fucker bit me two weeks ago.
He bit my foot the other day because he was eating something in the grass. I'm trying to push him away. Don't eat the stuff in the grass. I bought my foot. Hey, you prick. Go ahead and eat the dog shit then.
Right, dude. He's got a temper, this one.
Yeah, chances are
get older,
your dog isn't
to get
likely
angry.
To hold a grudge. Scratch behind his ear and he'll be fine. Yeah. Usually self-correct. You know, that's what you got to do.
With a sharp blade.
Yeah. she pees on your stuff.
See?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good sign that somebody's mad at you.
My wife used to do it.
So this is only
for my wife would pee on my stuff.
Female dogs.
No, these are dogs, but they happen to use the particular story.
Yeah.
Yeah, he or she will piss on, you know, not just the girls. The girl's dog, you know, the Art Kelly dog. Number three, she's constantly yawning.
Wow.
It's interesting. Yawning doesn't mean your dog is ready for a nap. Behavior is really a sign of stress.
In the meantime.
Or agitation, much like I feel when I'm around Peter.
This one's yawning during your whole show. She's bored out of her fucking mind.
Yeah, he's trying to hear your
yawning
fucking.
Yawning right now?
He keeps hearing your jokes.
Yeah.
number four, he's licking his lips with no food in sight. That's interesting.
But your pants are down.
And you're out of peanut butter. Yeah. Dog will salivate at a prospect of a tasty meal, just like a person. However, if there's no food around and starts licking, it could be a sign of anger and distress.
Oh, yeah, see?
Mad at you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've licked a lot of women. It didn't mean anything. But
please ask by our friend Robert. Please ask her, Peter, how much of a set of left-handed chopsticks. He wants to know how much your left-handed chopsticks are going to cost.
I won't charge you any more than the right-handed ones, Robert. I promise you. By the way,
specialty delivery charge.
And by the way, dude, he was very good. He had a Facebook post of him playing guitar the other day. That was very cool, man. Very cool.
He played at my birthday party.
Yep, I remember. He played the Star Spangled Banner.
That's right. Number five, he growls at you. Well, like you said, that's... he bites your balls off. I think he's pissed.
His teeth are knee-deep. By the way, you know how you can get a pit bull to stop humping your leg?
No, well,
you pick him up and blow him. Okay, so go ahead.
What the fuck is that? Yeah.
Ideas by, what Peter does in
sometimes,
the weekend.
Sometimes you just got to go for it.
Yeah. Number six, she's avoiding eye contact.
That's, I think, if your dog does something bad, because if your dog pees on the floor,
who did this?
Right.
Who did this?
Are we still talking about
who
dogs?
Did this?
Now, when I used to talk
but
to
you, the dogs, the funny thing about it is the dogs know who didn't do it. Like,
right.
like with the two dogs, I'll say, who did this? And all of a sudden, the little dog will look at her and go, he's a rat,
using his tail to point.
Yeah,
like a bone. That's funny shit, man.
dog training, blah, blah, blah. Won't, they're angry at you. Yeah.
Of course they're
angry. You know, fucking don't look at me. I'm pissed. My dog, he's been... Like, he'll be laying down on the bed. It was mm-hmm. Like, you know, like groaning, like, yeah. You know.
Now, do me a favor. I want you to restart the story and insert the word wife where dog was. Because okay. It's going to be the same answer.
You got to stop marrying such dogs, Peter.
They growl at you. They piss on your shit.
Number seven, he won't obey commands.
There you go.
Sit. Go fuck yourself. Right?
Yeah.
Blow me. Hell no.
My point exactly.
Stubbornness is a good sign of being angry.
Another one.
Number eight, he stiffens up.
Now that's love.
Yeah, I think that means he likes me. If your dog reaches this point of stress, it's important to give him plenty of space and calm down.
Yeah.
Like you just sit there and get rigid.
Lock him in the trunk of your mm-hmm. car.
Yeah.
There's a lot of space in there.
I was telling Elgin that fucking video that goes around Facebook of this guy.
Terrible.
Beating this dog with a baseball bat.
Terrible.
Stop sending this shit. You know, I can't get that image out of my head. My dog ain't moaning now. I gave this dog so much love since I've seen that goddamn video.
I'm right behind you with that.
You know what I mean? Enough of this shit. I don't need to see that fucking image of the poor dog.
What an asshole. I hope they find that motherfucker.
You know, it makes you want to go and just, you know, fuck up. It's like, I just wish I was there and I had my gun in my hand. And you know, and then I wouldn't give a shit. I would put a bullet in the guy's head and go, I'm sorry. He fucking was pounding this dog
with a baseball bat.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You think I would get fucked by that?
Justifiable homicide.
You know,
justifiable homicide. You know what they'll do? They give you like some bullshit weapons charge. They'd reduce it. Too much public outcry.
You know what? That I probably would shoot him right in the balls.
Yeah,
I'd probably go up and shoot him right in the balls and say, "Yeah, hit this dog in the fucking head. You ain't got no.
Your
life sucks now, brother." Number nine, her tail is tucked in.
See? Yeah, I touched it. You're fucking me.
Mm-hmm. Dog's pissed. Tail's tucked in.
Yeah.
That usually means they're something's wrong, too.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not feeling
nervous.
Well. The whites of their eyes are showing.
That's when we shoot them. Don't shoot until the whites of their eyes.
Anytime you see whites of the eyes of an animal, it means there's some kind of problem. Pay close attention and figure out what your dog needs are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting point with the white. Do you know what that expression where that came from? Don't
Which
shoot,
one?
You see the whites of their eyes. Did they teach that in school when you were
I remember
out?
Hearing
history?
It. I don't know.
Yes. During the Civil War.
Yeah.
Because they were out of ammo. Yeah. They only had so many bullets.
Mm-hmm. Just
so they didn't want
to
miss.
It's interesting to see how the generations, you know, what I
how a phrase came about.
Yeah, and how just phrases that I would know that maybe you would know, but you definitely wouldn't.
Right.
You know, just things that are just so old fucking school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The dog goes into a burst of rage.
Oh, there you go.
They freak out.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah. Oh, there's all kinds of signs. He whimpers or whines. That's what my dog's been doing.
Well, that's they get scared.
You know. And that one, he comes and sits. He gets a stand. He sits at the chair at the table when we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would sit there and go, like, shut up, dog.
Want to be like your sister and go be blind?
The dog moans and groans.
Mm-hmm. Mm, well, that could be a sign of something loving too.
Yeah.
That goes along with the stiffy.
Yeah, something like that. She's hiding from you. I never had my dog hide from me.
In anger? No, that's if you're
angry.
That
means you're beating the shit out of. You know.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
If they shit on the carpet, that's how when you say, who did this? Then they're going to hide.
Yeah. and they avoid your touch.
Oh, that's my wife. See?
This is, yeah. That
These
list,
are all
I think that list is totally
Pete's
interchangeable.
Pete's ex-wives are all. By the way, Kim says, Kim Silvis Tuzza says
oh,
hi.
Oh, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here on the show.
It's a beautiful girl.
Well, fantastic. Well, just in time, dear. Because
What happened?
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Yay.
Just like that. Like that.
It's my favorite part.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Let's make fun of something.
From low pay to high stress. These are, I'm sorry, let's do this one. This is the one you wanted to do. Vaginas absolutely need sex or they'll waste away, study says.
Yes! Let's save the vaginas.
Honey, Got to give.
They're all the vaginas are out there clapping.
They're all clapping. They're all.
Well, this was a story that you shared with me.
Yes.
And you wanted me to save.
I don't know.
Is this a true story?
Well, yeah. This, you know, everything he sends me now. You know, and we're going to do
the other vagina
one.
Was withering away.
Something else today I sent you.
It's New York Post, so that's pretty credible.
Oh, wow.
It's a painful condition that can leave you itching, even burning down there. And no, it's not a sexually transmitted disease or infection. Just when you thought you had enough to worry about, after realizing having a depressed vagina is a thing.
Wow.
They're seeing psychiatrists now. Vagina psychiatrists.
By the way, a depressed vagina also does the same thing. It whimpers and groans.
Yeah.
It doesn't look at you.
Yeah.
And it gets all rigid.
And sometimes they sneeze.
Yeah. Vaginal atrophy is common, but treatable. All you got to do is go to the doctor and let him lick your chucha. Mm. And while it can be a problem for women of any age, it's more likely to affect women who are going through or have been going through menopause.
See, I think I've found my vocation.
Yeah.
Sure, I've got to service these people.
You're gonna be a psychiatrist. You'll have the couch with the stirrups.
I'm going to use both hands. I'm going to use both fingers.
He's the only psychiatrist that's a fucking stirrups. Gynecologist.
Yeah, I'm going to use two fingers for a second opinion. Doctor, hey.
Doctor. Doctor Leonard.
Wow.
Yes, where'd you get your degree from?
Jesus.
Full Sail.
Well, my first wife thought this is. My first wife was convinced she was a fucking dog.
I got my doctor's degree from the Bartender Institute of West Palm Beach. Remember they used to have those? Remember they used to have the bartender schools?
Of course.
People would spend fucking $5,000 to learn how to make
American Bartending Institute.
Wow.
But they would they'd place their people, man. You'd go to become a mixologist. They probably still have them.
No, that's like the radio schools. Remember the broadcast school?
First broadcaster.
All right, this is Dick Robinson for,
They still have those.
They have. He's got that. It's the.
But anybody could have a show now.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting, see?
See, but Dick Robinson was smart. He bought himself a little radio station up in Palm Beach so that he could steal your money over here at the school. And then shuffle you off to, we got a great job at the radio station. Yeah. And then pay us $8 an hour to be a board op working for the 100.3, it's the Legends, the Great American Songbook.
All right. Ladies, don't let them things dry up.
It's pretty smart.
No, you can't.
Find
if
a
you
guy.
Have to, wear a sprayer. Bring a sprayer around with you.
Find a guy.
Mm.
You know, we'll go anywhere. I don't care. Publix, Anywhere, a bar. You need to see a guy before it dries up and,
Why is this happening? Why are their vaginas depressed?
Because there's not enough dick to go around.
Yeah, but I mean, is it a libido thing?
Well, they're ugly.
Or is it...
sometimes the people just don't want to deal with people, I guess.
Seen the pictures of some of these women?
Yeah. Turns out there is a slimmer there. A lot of these women with dried up vaginas are pretty ugly.
they're pretty, 300 pounds.
Yeah.
The thought of a dried up vagina just doesn't...
Imagine, opening an old book.
It's like stale bread.
You know, like Harry Potter in Search of the fucking Sorcerer's Stone.
It's fucking Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
you don't know what's going to come out of that.
You've had, like with guys, we had to worry about our size, right? We're being judged by our size. But women, it's about moisture.
Yeah.
You know, there's some women that, good looking and everything, but it's like falling on the street.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like, what happened? You're always, you're sitting there, all over the place.
Right.
Hey, what's going on down there? Is there a fucking shortage? Is there a drought?
I had a chick.
You ever have somebody like that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. As they get into their 50s, man, you got to use a little spray and shit. You see the commercials
on. You got to see. What do you got, like Febreze?
You see the commercials on TV.
Little Windex.
No, listen. You've seen that shit
for guys. He's like cutting hair. He's like watering the plants.
No, I have a little sprayer like
you're
your wife
a botanist
uses for my
now.
Hair. Yeah.
You're a vagina botanist. Here's a story. Bus driver fired for watching TV behind the wheel.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, a tour bus driver in New York has been fired after a passenger recorded him watching TV shows on his cell phone while behind the wheel. Barry Fisk captured video after the bus departed Manhattan around 8:30 a.m. on Monday.
And hit six cars.
and four bicyclists.
Right.
On a tour booked by a company, Get Your Guide, a new TV set. The video shows the bus driver watching TV shows on his phone while driving a bus load of passengers to Woodbury Commons in Orange County.
Now, how does that make sense that you would rather videotape them doing the thing that could potentially kill you rather than tell them to stop doing it?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You might have told them to stop doing it, too.
But still.
After you videotaped them.
Okay, so let's say during the time they're videotaping them, they fucking crashed because you could have told them five minutes ago.
18 people died. Yeah, because dummy didn't.
He wanted to give. So to sue.
That's the point.
Probably Jewish guy filmed it. What was his name? Rosenstein?
All right, slow down, Captain Racist. All right, so. I know. You believe me. Anyway, so. Well, listen. This guy's
don't listen to his spiel about gas money at the end of the show.
This guy must have done this route a million times.
Probably.
So that's why he's got a bit of a comfort there where he's going to watch, you know.
First of all.
A fucking TV on his little phone.
No one wants to miss Judge Judy.
Right. I mean, that's, the guy's like, I can't miss Judge Judy.
What? No, I have divorce court's on. Shit. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a hard job to get back. If you've been driving for that many years.
Yeah. It'll be a hard job to imagine applying for your next job.
That's what I mean. He's a bus driver. Yeah. Who knows how long he's been doing bus driving?
In this case, the driver in question was in breach of local law and our own safety standards, says the company. We regret that our customer, Barry Fisk, was put in an unsafe situation. As a result, we've reached out to Mr. Fisk and offered him a full refund.
There's $9.
You're fired. I was going to say, it's like $2.50 for the fucking
when asked about why he was watching TV, Ralph Cramden responded, "You meet the same people on the way up as you meet on the way down."
To the moon, Alice.
Can you imagine if Ralph Cramden was watching TV?
Yeah, I'll imagine that after
they fired
the
him, huh?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
No, he didn't. He didn't lose his job. He just probably got...
The TV taken away.
Took his phone away. Yeah, they didn't say that it wasn't on a phone.
He had a DV.
He had a 35-inch RCA picture screen on the fucking window. Right. Yeah. Sometimes I saw these comedy condos. I go there and they still have picture tube TVs in the condos. I'm like, you know, right there, like, I want to, hopefully by next year I want to reach a level I never stay in some place like that again.
Right.
You know, I at least got to have fucking internet and a fucking flat screen TV.
Exactly. I can't tell you the last time I saw a fucking tube.
You know, as long as they have internet, then I bring my iPad and I watch my U-verse. I just look at whatever I'm watching at home.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture tube with, you know, horizontal line.
Fucking bunny ears and shit.
Yeah. I'm sitting there with tinfoil. Chicago police spot elderly woman pushing another woman's body in a shopping cart.
She was tired.
An elderly woman was found pushing a shopping cart with another woman's dead body.
Oh, shit.
Inside of a south side of Chicago Saturday night.
She was hungry.
Officers responding to a call for a wellness check located the women at and the cart shortly before 8 p.m. The deceased woman remains were transported to the Cook County Medical Examiner.
Told you, Cook.
Pending identification, information about the cause of death was not immediately available.
Yeah. But she was quite delicious once she was sautéed and fried properly.
Chicago police spokesman told the news the woman found with the cart had been taken to a local hospital for evaluation. No decisions had been made about whether to file charges.
Is she going to get the cart back? That's what I want to know. Does she get the cart
back? Can I get my cart back?
That is that girl. Yeah, well, she had all the shit in it.
That would be a weird thing. You imagine you're driving down a fucking street and see some old lady in a fucking shopping cart and some other lady going,
I'm just using her as a way to keep standing.
We're filming Jackass.
I'm keeping her for spare. I'm keeping her for spare parts. I'm keeping her for spare
probably
parts.
Probably how she died. She fucking blasted her over a curb.
Yeah. Martha down the street built a big ramp.
Remember them big ramps you used to build and jump on your
bikes? Yeah. No. Oh yeah, I used to, that was so
not
much
Manhattan,
fun.
Man.
No, we did that, and then we used to eventually, you know, modern day came, but we built the ramps with just plywood like this.
That's what we did. Put it on a tire or a cinder block.
Yeah, and you're right, and you had a little milk the tires
crate.
Are good, but they would give.
It
a
would bounce.
Bit.
Yeah.
But then we got the tire for the grip. And we put a cinder block in between the tire.
Yeah.
And then you put there you go. And then but then we learned, wow, you got to have a scoop. Right? You got to have the scoop ramps. All of a sudden, I remember I used to race BMX bikes. Sounds like 12, 11, 13. And then, you know, they came out with those scoop little ramps. They were like this big. You could just put it on like a metal, like
Jesus.
This wide, like basically a foot wide, instead of building this huge fucking bike. And you would fly through the, like, and then we used to take our bicycles and, like, tie water jugs, like gallon water milk jugs to them, and fly down the street and jump off the side of a canal.
I say float.
and we fly like go flying into the canal.
That's cool, fucking.
And
shit,
then just pull the bike out with the floating. Wow. You know,
that's awesome,
boy. For a kid with asthma and allergies,
I'm
you
telling
sure
you,
quite
I
a bit.
Tell you why I grew out.
You sure
of that.
Overcame quite a bit.
I definitely grew out of that shit, buddy.
You should have gone to be on the X Factor or some shit. One of those.
Police try to unlock phone with dead man's finger.
I love that story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see who he called.
Yeah.
It didn't work?
I'm wondering, is if there's no blood, no? Probably skin. Largo, Florida. Florida authorities went to a funeral home and used a dead man's finger to try to unlock his cell phone as part of the investigation.
Right.
But they didn't know the six-digit number.
Cutting his finger off. cutting his finger off was a mistake.
We're going to take this. 30-year-old Linus Phillip was killed by a Largo police officer last month after authorities say he tried to drive away before an officer could search him. At the funeral home, two detectives held the man's hands up on the phone's fingerprint sensor, but could not unlock it. Phillip's fiancée, Victoria Armstrong, says she felt violated and disrespected. Legal experts mostly agree that what the detectives did was legal, but they questioned whether it was appropriate to do it right in the middle of the ceremony.
You know, they don't know what finger he used to open it. Maybe he used the toe.
They probably used a bunch.
Now, do you use all your fingers on your phone for the identity? You have that on your phone?
I don't have my phone locked.
No?
I don't have any trust issues in my life.
Well,
the only thing to worry about is if it gets stolen, obviously.
Right. My wife has passwords on hers.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I don't. I just have, now I have the fingerprint.
Oh, I don't have
you
anything.
Know?
But it's cool. But again, you don't have to use your thumb or you can use any finger.
You can use any one or all of them, right? You can choose. You can code them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you can use your fucking pinky toe, and then no one will ever.
Yes.
I use my left nut.
Yes.
Now, does it have to have a fingerprint on it, or can it be any part of skin?
I think it has to read the fingerprint.
Right.
I think it's sensitive to picking up that data. You know what I mean? When it has like the codes of sense for your finger data, not
right.
You want to be putting your helmet on.
Isn't
there.
Cool if you did it with your eyeball. You know,
that'd be cool. Well, laser shoots out.
Well, there's something recently put on tech that that's what they're doing. It's like facial. Well, the facial.
Well, now
recognition.
They have that. Yeah, with the new iPhone X.
Yeah,
really?
It recognizes your face,
and you can have makeup on and shit, and it still somehow knows
because it knows like the geometry of your face.
Yeah, it puts it all together.
It digitally
this
maps your face.
This is all scary shit, man. It's too much for me.
Yeah, you don't like, you know, listen, are we going too far?
They're watching you all the time.
Orwell, artificial intelligence.
Well, think about it. If they're learning all these faces, and let's just say they have a database of faces, and then they can just find you anywhere from any camera in
right.
the world. It's like fucking Mission Impossible type shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's cool, but it's scary because,
Yeah, because it always depends. If somebody corrupt in power now, it's too easy to get at everybody. That's why they want to take our guns.
Well, first of all, the only people who are worried about shit like this are people who have something to hide.
Yeah,
I have nothing to hide, so I don't give a fuck if you see my face here, there. You want to track me? You want to see what I'm doing? I have nothing.
Well, we've talked about this before, and you know the fact that everybody just says everything on Facebook, and like on Facebook they have these things where come around like, where did you meet your wife? You know. They ask questions which are eerily similar to some of these security questions that are asked when you try to protect yourself on some of these websites.
Because,
you know, if you're on a find, you start, that's what I noticed one time. I'm like, I'm never going to do this kind of shit. And you never should.
Like,
you should never answer questions when social media asks you questions like, oh, by the way, what's your favorite color? Oh, by the way, what would you do if?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. Don't mind your own business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're trying to cater the ads to you when you open the app or whatever, the ads will target
they're
things
trying to
that
target,
you
exactly.
You know what I mean? And sell you shit.
It's completely about targeting for consumer.
Different people see different ads.
Yeah.
You can be talking about something or you can Google search something and then immediately when you go to Facebook, it'll come up in your ads.
Oh, yeah. You see it all the time. Like I ordered shoes and boots.
Yeah.
Like different like ankle boots now to wear on stage, you know, to work. Yeah. And every little... Fucking every boot nut comes out.
Or I'll be searching on Amazon for something.
Mm-hmm.
And
that same shit you looked at shows up.
You know what?
Hey, you remember?
I was looking
it's
for
still here.
When I was getting engaged, I was looking for engagement rings. Google, look searching. And then I was on Facebook sitting next to her.
Right.
And then in my fucking ads are coming up diamond ads. And she's like, oh, what have you been looking at? You
know,
kind of like,
yeah,
you know,
that's why you got,
what the fuck, Facebook?
Yeah. Dude, listen, Facebook's in trouble, man. I don't want to say anything, but eventually Facebook's in trouble. They're a little close now to, you know, everything since the testimony of having regulations on certain companies. Interesting. a lot of Googling. Mm-hmm. Stock dropped. A lot of that dropped today, the tech stocks. But, you know, I don't, like you said, you took it off your phone.
You know what? I haven't been on it in 24 hours.
I'm getting to the point. I don't want to, I don't want to open it up because what am I going to do? I'm going to hear somebody bad mouthing, you know, the right or the left,
think about this.
Or somebody, you know.
Have you even tried, or when was the last time you didn't look at Facebook for a 24 hour period?
Yeah, I did it a month ago. I did it just to do it because we had to shut off social media, whatever it was, day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, listen, didn't I say this on the show a few weeks ago? Like, the only way that the world is going to be saved is if everybody got the fuck off Facebook right now.
Unplug.
Everybody unplug everything and just take 6 months hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be, you want to talk about the world standing still. Everybody just get off, man. Just get the fuck off Facebook. Well, not now. Wait till the show's over. But in the meantime, you know what I mean? Just get off. Say, fuck it. 6 months. Everybody call. You got my number. Call me.
Yeah.
You know, call me if you want to. You know, if you're going to be here in the show, if you're going to be doing a show here in Orlando, you know, call my friends and tell them, hey, I'm coming. You mind telling your friends about it?
Listen.
You know, don't use Facebook.
It'll take you 3 weeks to call 2,500 people.
I know.
You just have to start every day. You get an auto dialer. Get an auto dialer in your house.
You got to be more ingenuitive. You got to figure out a way.
Right.
You got to figure
Here's
out.
Here's where I am. Here's where I am. Here's where I am.
Back to the news. Speaking of not having focus, bus leaves Cleveland for New York, but ends up in Toledo.
What?
I wonder if it was the same guy who was watching TV on the other bus.
They're next door to each other.
Greyhound says it's investigating how a bus meant to take passengers from Cleveland to New York ended up in Toledo. That doesn't look like the Statue of Liberty.
It's only a half hour away, by the way, Toledo from Cleveland. They're in Ohio. They're both the same fucking state.
Reports that the... Toledo, yeah.
It's a nine-hour trip to fucking New York or
something. I don't know if Toledo and Cleveland are that close. It's a couple hours, a few hours. Reports that the bus left Cleveland several hours late on Thursday and was headed east through Pennsylvania when it started experiencing problems. The company says the driver was instructed to head back to Cleveland and get a new bus, but instead drove about 2 hours past it to Toledo. The driver then turned around and went back to Cleveland. Passenger Morgan Staley says that he spent about 7 hours just going in a circle. Well, that's what happens when you ride.
There's something wrong with the bus, too.
I'd be pissed if I had somewhere to be. But I mean, like, if you're riding Greyhound, you're obviously not going to get there.
Well, you're probably going to have a trial appearance.
Do you think more people? you think more people are riding the bus now with that last accident?
Which one? The
one
Southwest.
Southwest, yeah.
Well, Southwest pulled a bunch of their planes.
Yeah,
down.
They canceled a bunch of flights.
Like 50 planes.
I feel good. Yeah. I'm flying them. The Belize, by the way, I should feel good about that, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, everything's going to be tip top.
Yeah. They're going to check everything out.
Or at least it's going to be crazy glued as best possible.
Yeah. Is that duct tape?
There's going to be a guy hanging with the helmet. Like, it works.
The airline should fuck with people and put duct tape on, like, an indiscriminate part of the machine just to make you nervous.
Right.
Like, why is there duct tape on that part of the engine?
Right. Or a sling on the wing.
Yeah. Or, yeah, some fucking melting glue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm hoping. I'm thinking it's a good sign, you know, that if they're getting all that shit done now. Have you ever ridden the bus?
Like Greyhound? Have you ever ridden the bus? It's crazy. I rode one in Texas one time. It's an experience.
I rode one for 8 hours from Rochester down to New York.
Larry, your friend Larry Rockin, by the way, attempting comedy, says the tires were low on the left side, hence going in a circle. I remember one time doing a show in Daytona somewhere or something like that, or St. Cloud. Mm. And it was actually Cisco was there, me, and it was Vic Clevenger used to book the room. And this in the middle of the set, this lady comes walking in. I think it was during Cisco set. Oh, you know, biker chick with this dude.
Nice.
And they come walking up. She's like, like screaming. And Cisco's like, what the fuck? You know, like a big disruption of the show. And the guy, biker dude in a leather jacket, I notice he's missing his left arm.
Oh, boy.
He's a one-arm biker.
Mm.
So I'm like, all right. So, and then, you know, Cyril gets off stage and I'm like, when I got up there, I'm like, yeah, I understand why you're late, because your boyfriend here kept driving in fucking circles.
Oh,
wow.
The one-armed biker. I'll kick his ass.
Funny.
And then I say, what is he going to do? A one-armed biker's going to beat my ass? He's going to keep my fucking left hand up.
Right. That's funny.
At any rate. Man battered boyfriend with a singing fish. This is your story, Peter.
Yes, it is.
You know that fish, the one that, take me to the river. Big scene with the Sopranos was in that one after Pussy got fucking...
The Billy the Bass. Billy the Bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, April 23rd, a Florida man was arrested yesterday after allegedly striking his boyfriend. By the way, this guy looks like the guy in the photo. Mm-hmm. He looks like Voldemort. You know, this guy looks like a fucking evil cast demon.
And the two.
Yesterday, allegedly striking his boyfriend in the head with a big mouth Billy Bass, the novelty singing fish. officers were called on Sunday afternoon to a residence in Sebastian in connection with a reported domestic battery. Upon arriving at the home, cops found Larry Timmerman with a laceration on his head, an injury the victim said was caused by the big mouth Billy Bass thrown by George Carney, who's 54.
Wow.
And obviously got a good arm.
I saw somebody hooked up one of those big mouth Billy Basses to Alexa.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I say, so. Alexa, do this, and then the little fish starts talking.
That's pretty funny, man.
That's what I would do. Those things were fucking everywhere.
They sure were.
Billy Big Mouth Bass.
People loved them. You know, I've got to tell you something. You have $1 million idea like that, and just it's all you need is one.
That's what I say all the time. You need one thing.
That guy's got a house in Mexico somewhere.
Yeah, left-handed chopsticks.
Timmerman said Carney cops determined that the men who have been domestic partners for 17 years, you know, you can get married now, fellas, had been quarreling earlier in the day. At one of the point, Carney went into the den and began playing with his singing fish. Timmerman said that Carney continued doing this just to aggravate him.
Probably.
Oh, yeah? You want me to get rid of this fish?
Hey. What song did it sing?
Take me to the river.
There were actually a couple of them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
Sings more than one song, right?
There were three or four different fish, and there was even a Larry the Lobster.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Who sang
Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster. And yeah. Shit. It's a really funny man.
After having endured several big mouth Billy Bass performances, Timmerman, 52, removed the singing fish from the room and placed it in the trash. When Carney discovered the novelty item was missing from the den, he quizzed Timmerman on its whereabouts. When Timmerman responded that Billy Bass was now in the trash, Carney became angry. Carney then fished the singing fish from the garbage and threw it at his boyfriend.
Ooh.
There's a banana peel.
I'm no bitch. You threw my Billy Bass in the trash. Now I need to kick your ass.
Cops alleged the item struck Timmerman in the head, causing the laceration. So,
Well, he's going to go to jail for a night. You know,
and he'll be happy,
yeah,
right?
I hope so.
You would think.
Yeah, sure.
Fresh fish.
Mm.
Let's close on this story. A woman gets prison for using someone else's tainted urine.
Ooh.
I need your urine. I can't use mine. Yeah, sure, whatever.
I'll take the money. $100, yeah. You got it.
Yeah, I'll give you $100 if you let me use your pee-pee.
I'll do it for $5.
Okay. In St. Clairsville, Ohio, an Ohio woman who just got off a bus that went around in a circle might want to ask some questions if she tries to borrow someone's urine again to pass a drug test. News reports 24-year-old Kiana Wallace was sentenced to 18 months in prison on Monday in eastern Ohio's Belmont County after submitting a borrowed urine sample that tested positive for drugs.
She's sitting across the person. They're passing back and forth the joint like, can I borrow your piss? Yeah. Sure, no problem.
Taking the bungee cord off her arm.
Right.
Wallace pleaded guilty earlier this month to attempted tampering with evidence. Mm. Judge Frank Fergiatio called the failed urine swap bizarre and told Wallace he wouldn't allow her to make a mockery of the drug and alcohol testing system. Yeah, judges don't like to be fucked with. No. Records show Wallace was sentenced to 6 months in jail, followed by probation for a 2017 drug charge.
Damn.
So.
You can't use dog pee, people.
Yeah. I'm going to use your pee. Why are you picking me? You're here, bitch. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Bye-bye.
I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Elgin David, of course, always. Whose big day's coming. He's going to be getting married in a couple weeks.
Getting married soon.
Yeah,
sorry, ladies. Yeah. I'm off the market.
There you go.
Well, for at least a little while.
Yeah, deal with it.
Wednesday through Saturday, guys. Tomorrow and through Saturday, I'll be opening for Mike Marino at Vasani's Comedy Theater in Port Charlotte, Florida. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter. Go to it right now, by the way, please, and sign up. And follow our fan page on Facebook, where we're going to start broadcasting the show from, by the way.
Really?
Instead of doing it from my page. We just want to put it on
Makes sense,
fucking
right?
Page. You know what I mean? Everybody, if you're not, if you're watching this, go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page and like it. And that's where we're going to broadcast this show. If not, go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com, subscribe there, and become a patron. Donate $1, $2, $3, $4, $10, whatever you want to the show. It goes to gas money for everybody here. Thanks for listening, guys. God bless, and we'll see you here next week at the same spot.
In the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.